This is Mark Nejma with Love Happy Podcast. This will be our episode 8. We never know what's going to happen when we do our interviews, but we're going to talk to this lovely young woman who was married to a person much like myself, who was an entrepreneur and someone that took a lot of risks for really my reason is I'm not trying to keep myself interested. I'm not trying to be anybody special. I'm just trying to go with where life takes me. If I have an idea that I think will help people and then my family can profit, that's a direction I usually go. Now, it just so happens that I've run into this young lady who seems to think that I'm much like her husband, who is now deceased, unfortunately. And I'm impressed. I'm in love with this man now because he's like me, because I really truly do love all of my attempts at doing the best thing for my family, because that's what I think a man is about, is always trying to do the best for his family. So let's introduce ourselves to Dottie.
Hi, everyone.
Let's talk about how you met, I guess he was your best friend, Bob.
Yes, he was. I think from day one, best friend. And absolutely a charmer and absolutely just a happy guy. His smile lit the world up.
Really? That sounds like a guy I would not want to compete with.
He loved people.
Oh, that's nice. So you both grew up in the same area?
Yes. Teaneck, Hackensack.
Hackensack.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yep.
That's nice. And what year did you guys meet?
In 1961. Now you can tell how really young I am.
But you still look great.
Thank you.
So let's hear about the day that you met Bob.
Well, we were actually meeting through a friend of a friend. I was staying over a friend's house, and she had to be a blind date for her friend in River Edge, New Jersey. And they show up. They're going to drive me home. I had moved. So all four of them were going to take me. I sat up front with my girlfriend's friend and her date, and my girlfriend and her blind date were in the back. We drove up to my house, invited everybody in for coffee, and that was it. We sat across from each other, and my mom saw it, actually, and she noticed the spark. And believe me, those eyes of Bob's were amazing. And
what color shirt was he wearing?
Oh, it was a white shirt.
White shirt.
Yep.
That's
Oxford.
Nice.
Really cool. And undershirt, you know, the white undershirt under it. Mm-hmm. That's what mostly everybody wore then.
Very nice.
Was going to school, so you had to wear dress shirts.
Right. So then from that day forward, you took your vision together.
Yep.
In one direction.
Yep.
What was
yep.
your first idea when you first met Bob? What were you thinking about?
Oh, just I could spend the rest of my life with this guy.
How old were you?
16.
16 years old.
Yep.
Wow.
It was just fun. Talking.
Wow.
Nonstop talking.
You just never stopped
we
talking.
We just wanted to be with each other. Yep.
Felt comfortable.
Yes. Instantly.
Great. Great. So your first date was where?
It was actually to a diner.
Oh,
and
nice.
And we just sat across from each other and talked.
Is that diner still there?
No. It was on Route 4.
Okay.
Forest Avenue, and it's gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you still have the memory.
Yes.
So let's move forward pretty quickly, because when did Bob become the entrepreneur?
Well, it was within that first year, he started his own landscaping business.
Wow.
Out of the trunk of his car, mm-hmm. then bought a used dump truck, rack truck actually, then a dump truck, then another dump truck. It turned into 100 customers.
Wow.
And there you go. He was off and running.
How old was he?
He was 19.
19 years old at that point.
Yep.
So you must have been pretty impressed with Bob.
Yes, he was a doer.
He was a doer. And he took good care of you, probably. You probably went out to nice places with the money he made.
Well, not so much places, but we always had money for gas in the car, for drives, for going to, you know, ice cream places or the diner, coffee. You know, you didn't go out to dinner then. You know, when you were young, you didn't want to, you know, go into the city,
right.
which we could easily do. We did it as younger with our parents, but,
right.
you know, you weren't going into the city per se then.
Mm-hmm. So then you went to college, or did he go to college?
He did. Bob did.
And he went to?
He got the four-year degree.
Four-year degree.
Yes.
At a New Jersey college.
Yes.
Great. That's great. So when did you get into the next business?
The next business
Now, you basically were behind him 100%?
Yes. Yep. I remember typing up the flyers for the different post office, supermarkets, you know, the local pharmacy. wherever we could put up a flyer.
That's nice.
And then I even typed up some business cards.
Nice.
Yeah, yep. I was behind him all the way.
That's great.
Yep.
So I guess you went in the direction of your own career, or you were basically his right-hand person?
I was actually on my own career, you know, headed. I worked for an accounting company, went pretty far with them, up to working for the vice president. So I did that until our daughter was born, and that was 5 years later.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
At that time,
and
you were 21?
I was 24 when my daughter was born.
Okay.
Yeah. But at that point, that's what I wanted to do, be a mother.
Uh-huh.
And so the decision was I would stay home.
Right.
Fortunately, Bob could make enough money for me to stay home, too.
That's great. So you've seen our app somewhat, and you know that one of the characteristics that we have of preferences is when somebody picks their profile, they can pick that they're a big spender or they're a risk taker. If you had gone, not that they had dating apps then, but if you had gone on a dating app back then and you saw Bob's profile and it said risk taker, before meeting Bob, would you have gone out with him?
Probably.
You would have?
Yeah.
You like a risk taker?
Yeah, I do.
That's something the audience should remember, because you need to get what you want.
Yep.
Not just accept what comes your way. You have to get what you want. And in this case, Dottie wanted a risk taker.
Yep.
So take me on the roller coaster of your life and just give me a synopsis.
That's
in pretty good detail, though, about business, because I think people need to know about life.
You know, you work at business for a long time and the years do fly. So we both put a lot of stock into real estate renovation, and that took us for a big run. But the real estate market ups and downs, many times we did not prepare quick enough. So that was not good for us. But we enjoyed working on projects together. And if you're a team, the most important thing is that, being a team with your husband.
Right. So many women out there right now don't feel as if supporting a man emotionally or even financially is a good thing. What's your perspective on?
Well, that's just silly on their part.
Okay.
You have got to support the person that you want to be with. You just do.
Do you support them out of love, or do you just support them out of commitment?
Well, if you love somebody, you're committed. And if you commit to somebody, you must love them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a double.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So do you think Bob was a good business person?
Oh, he was. He really was.
And
he worked very
hard.
So he
gave you a good life.
Oh, we had the best. Can't say we didn't.
Very nice.
But as it turns out, you know, it happened to a lot of people, you know, the markets.
Right.
I'm not talking about the stock market, the real estate market.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff going on behind our backs. So it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But you deal with it.
So there's a woman out there and a man out there. Let's say the woman is an entrepreneur and the man loves her dearly and he's willing to do whatever for her. We reverse the roles. What's your suggestion to that couple as far as moving forward? Let's say they're 25 years old in today's world and she's a risk taker. She just wants, what drives a risk taker? You know, what does a risk taker want?
That's personal, so you have to know what you want.
Right. But as I mentioned earlier in our chat, for me, it's just doing the right thing, trying to make a difference in the world. Be remembered as someone who helped or did the right thing, or for me, put a good roof on, or with Love Appy, create a great software that helps people get together. What should be the goal of people? I mean, what if it's just money? But what if people just want money?
Well, it has to give you pleasure to make the money, I believe. And it has to be something worthwhile. You know, you're developing something. Maybe you're developing a neighborhood, making something. Maybe you just want to buy a house and fix it up.
Right.
You're making a difference in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So make a difference.
In terms of love and the pursuit of wealth, what's your advice?
You can have both. You really can.
Interesting.
You can have wealth and love. But also, make sure that the love is the important part. If you lose the wealth, you still got the love.
Ah, which a lot of people find challenging. I do know one girl who is probably listening to this podcast, is that she mentioned to me while we were hiking, she said, I have to have a guy who's financially secure. Is that a mistake on her part, or is that very important?
If she is an insecure person, then it's very important for her.
Right.
And that must be her way.
So a guy that has a dream, somebody's 18, 19, 20, 50, 55, whatever. Somebody has a dream and he meets this girl and she's fantastic. She's beautiful and they're both attracted to each other. But the guy has had his ups and downs you know, his failures, his successes. Should that woman stay away from that guy? If her desire is just security?
If it's just security, yes.
Stay the heck away.
Yes.
Because you're not going to get it.
Yep. You're not going to get it.
So being an entrepreneur's wife could be like the biggest roller coaster in the world.
Yes. Yep. And you have got to have some savvy. You really do.
Right. So did you think you got some savvy from your parents?
Oh, gee. I don't know. I really never thought of that one.
Or were you just Bonnie and Clyde?
That's more like us. Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, see, I see, I see.
Yeah.
Great. So it was kind of like riding the skateboard.
Yes.
Up the hill, thinking that there's a jetpack behind
you. Don't forget, we just came out of the fabulous 50s.
Right, right.
And anything went, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
So fabulous 50s, you're married in the 60s. Take me over the past 50 years in a short summary of all the worst times and all the best times.
It's kind of hard to do that, you know, with the limited time. But I must say I enjoyed all the good. I did not enjoy the bad at all. But the good overpowers the bad. It really does. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, my husband had to leave his body behind and go, you know, fly away in such a insecure way.
Financially.
Financially, yes.
Right. So he kind of left you broke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then some.
I see.
I don't mind because I have fabulous children.
Right. And you learn how to survive life.
You do. Yep.
Right.
And I'm not lazy, so.
Okay. So was he the Ralph Cramden of the 60s? In other words, Ralph Cramden from the Honeymooners always had another great idea. I've been accused of being Ralph Cramden, which I feel quite offended by. But was your husband the Ralph Cramden?
I don't think so, no.
His ideas were good.
Yeah, his ideas were excellent, yes.
What's the one great idea that he had that was out of his control that it failed?
Oh, in Florida, Davis Island, putting together a development of restaurants, stores, condos, housing that unfortunately didn't go through.
Okay.
But that was a fabulous idea. And I think somebody since then did do it. Mm-hmm. But that was it.
Right. But other ideas did pan through.
Yes. Yep. We lived well.
How about people? Did they envy you?
Oh, yeah. I think they did. Mm-hmm. But yet, when the hard times came, they didn't. So.
Then they come out, kind of smiled and said, are you okay?
Yes, they did.
Wait, is that a comment that people say?
Unfortunate. I mean, fortunately, we have very good friends.
Right.
Yeah. So, but most of them said, I don't know how you do it. I couldn't stand that. But nah, we had a good time.
Were you and your husband in a bit of a bubble, just the two of you?
I think, yeah, we were our best friends, so.
Wow, it just amazes me. 50 years, was it?
Thank you. 53, yep.
53 years, involved with a risk-taking businessman.
Yes.
That made money, enjoyed it, lost money, and left you broke plus some. And you're telling me here, smiling, that you love him.
Oh, absolutely. Wasn't his fault.
It wasn't his fault.
No, it was not.
Right. And you do it all over again.
A product. Yes, we would.
So we'll end our conversation here. We'll keep this short. What is your advice to the young men, young women, older women that are out there that are considering Love Appy as a dating app? What's your advice to them in terms of love and looking for love? I know that you would never, ever go look for someone else because you're so dedicated to your husband that has unfortunately passed. But what is the good advice you can give?
I think the most important part is being with somebody that you really like and that you can really be friends with. That I think friendship is the biggest thing.
That's great. Last question, I promise you, that ends here. What is the song that you and Bob shared and loved?
Oh my goodness, it was so many. From Gee Whiz, I think I'd have to say that was the best, the first and the one that I can remember.
Gee Whiz is what?
A song.
Is it from a song from the 60s or?
Probably the late 50s.
The late 50s.
Oh, maybe it's the early 60s. No, early 60s.
Early 60s. Gee Whiz by who?
Oh, I forget. He knows.
Oh, okay.
But I always forget the
Listen, everyone, I want you to go online and search the song Gee Whiz because that's Bob and Dottie's song. And thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate it. If you were in front of Dottie right now, you would realize how an amazing woman is. She's one of the women that I consider a perfect woman because, oh my God, as a man, you just wish you could find a woman that loves a man so much. Thank you very much, Dottie.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.